Get a chance to catch up with Deron or Logan? Or
quickly, hello, you know, and I'm hopefully get a chance here walking off to see him a little bit.
They're a little more grown up than when you remember him.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. I was just wondering what your perspective was from your side and from trading point during the draft.
I think it was, you know, a situation where it was mutually beneficial, and it was an opportunity for us to put him in an environment where he, you know, might have an opportunity and to get us a situation where we can, you know, we had some plans, some guys we wanted to take at that position, so I think it worked out well.
Salary a factor in that?
I'm sorry?
Was salary a factor in that?
Not overly, yeah.
Underly?
Not underly either. Got to get paid, right? They're professionals.
Probably expanded on this in the past, but just kind of your relationship with Belichick and in a general sense, maybe his influence or...
Well, he's a big influence in that, you know, when I've had the opportunity, when I visited here as a college coach and when he would come to Rutgers, just to talk football and see the game through his eyes and his visions and, you know, like anything else, when you're around someone who's doing the things that you'd like to do, you have an opportunity to learn, so I try to take advantage of that.
Yeah, usually with those, I mean, he's a little clandestine with us, but typically takes something back from coaches too, and I'm just curious if you feel like there's something maybe you passed on to him.
Well, I hope I gave him something, you know. I'm not thinking that I'd give him very much as experienced and as successful as he's been, but yeah, I've always found that whether I go to my son's high school practice or wherever I go, I always come away with something that I like and a note or something that we can, maybe we don't use the entire idea, but parts of it. So if you're a football guy, you see things everywhere you go.
Are you flattered when you see nine Rutgers guys on his roster? Is that a sense of what he thinks of you and what you did with your program here?
Happy for our kids.
Yeah.
You know, happy for the kids that I recruited. You go into their living rooms and you visit with their parents and tell them you're going to take care of them and make sure that you finish off the job they started. You know, this is a goal of almost every kid who comes to play college football. So to see them in the opportunity that they long for, it's important to me.
How did they not land in Tampa?
Well, you know, everybody's, you know, the needs of each team are different. And, you know, we certainly talk about every guy. But sometimes we have our share, too, if you look at our roster. So, I mean, believe me, they like to talk about that, too. So, but they're good kids, and they're not kids anymore. They're good men, and they're good players, and not every one of them will stick, but a lot of them will. And you know, that's something that we always took pride in, is that they were prepared and they found a way to stick on football teams, even if they weren't the quote-unquote, you know, first-round draft pick.
Last one, guys.